Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, January 22nd of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, usually the case for tonight. I'm your host, the Miracle Man. And it's really great to be with you tonight. I'm really excited about the Word of God that I have for you. And about everything else. Just a heads up, it is a light football weekend this weekend. But the Super Bowl is next weekend. So that's just kind of a heads up. Also, I did go watch the new Star Wars movie today. It was good. It was really good, but the two previous ones were both better, I will say. The 2015 one and the 2017 one. The 2017 one was The Force Awakens. The 2015 one, I forget what it was called. But of course, you had to have Chewbacca. Star Wars would never be the same without Chewbacca. Ever. I mean, Donut, why would you want to have a Star Wars movie without Chewbacca?
I don't know. Star Wars is Chewbacca's the best part.
For me, it's right up there, tied with all the explosions and stuff. And I will say, this movie was rather light on the explosions. It really was. Not as many as, like, what a lot of other movies have. Decent, but not like a lot of other movies. Like Indiana Jones, that thing has a ton. I did the 08 one, yep. That one was pretty cool. There was a lot of explosions on that one. But another one I've always liked, listeners, is the Superman. And having the kryptonite and, you know, Batman. That one's always been really cool. I like a lot of those hero movies. What they call those Marvel movies. Oh, yes. Anywho. So. Few updates. One, Coca-Cola Tic Tacs have hit the market, but according to Target.com, they're not available yet in Midland, only in Saginaw and Flint, but not Midland for whatever reason. It always seems to me like Midland misses out on all the good stuff. Almost always. And I don't understand why it has to be that way. I think they should put it right in the cafe. So I think they should put them.
I agree with that.
Yep, right. Right. They should put it right. They should put them right in there. But if they'll probably hide them somewhere. Is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet when the vanilla float Coke will come out. We just know that it'll probably be somewhere near the summer, whether it be April or May or maybe even June. I don't know yet. I don't know, as they say. Speaking of Coke, McDonald's is always the best place to come and grab your ice cold Coca-Cola. for the low price of just $1. Get to pick what size you want and top it off. And you get to find out what your lid says. And maybe call in and tell me what it is. maybe you got a sip of the day. Maybe you got a feeling bubbly. Maybe you got a drinking of you. Maybe you've got the it's nice to ice, even though I would say it's nice to no ice. In both on in my Coke and on the roads. But you'll get to have your pick. Obviously, the lid says what it says. When you get it on that cup, you get to read it. We'll find out. It's kind of like playing Monopoly, only there's no way to win stuff. Because you're always looking to find out what it says. So that makes it kind of like playing Monopoly, doesn't it? But I feel like if you get enough of certain ones, you should be able to win a prize. I feel like 6 sips a day, free Coke. Maybe a few nice to ices, free ice cream. Maybe a few feeling bubblies. Maybe to get that gets you a free fry. Stuff like that. Know what you think? Kind of like how you have to get all the different properties to win on the Monopoly. It's sad that McDonald's hasn't done it ever since 2016. I think they need to get back to it. I don't understand why they haven't. Hopefully they will someday. But speaking about what I said a couple of minutes ago of ice on roads, this next weekend, it does look like there is a system coming. It doesn't look as severe as either of the last two. Partly because the temperatures are predicted to be above freezing for much of the time over the course of Friday and Saturday. And so it's predicted to be possibly a 1 to 3 inch to possibly 2 to 4, depending on where in Michigan. I know downstate it's looking more like a 1 to 3 or less. It will be a wet snow, regardless of what we get. It'll be a very wet snow because of temperatures. And if it's above freezing, some of it may not stick to the roads. And if it's above freezing, it'll more so be the higher untreated surfaces that'll get an inch or two. They didn't necessarily say how much, but did they say that it would be the untreated surfaces that would see the most?
I do not have read anything about it yet.
But if it's above freezing, it makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That would mainly just be untreated surfaces, maybe tops of some of your cars and some things like that. But as far as roads, especially busy ones, won't be as bad. So, Winter Storm 3.0 looks, even though it'll be pre-sipping for a while, some of that'll be rain. So because of that, it'll make it more like a nuisance rather than a particularly rough storm. The thing to consider is that this just crossed, made landfall onto the West Coast. Earlier today. You do remember seeing, though, that it didn't look super severe. That you do know, right? Is that at this point right now? Obviously, stuff can change. So you got to watch out. I remember one time, this was quite a while ago, and I trust things have improved since then. But sometimes maybe not, because sometimes that cold air can come down more to the south, combined with the storm, the snow, combined with the storm moving more north sometimes, and that can cause what was predicted to be maybe, say, a 1 to 2 or 1 to 3 inch storm on, say, a day and a half before the storm came. That 24 hours it is increased to a 4 to 8. Sometimes that can happen. But these days it's more apt to be found out in a 48-hour window. Or maybe a 36, not a 24 or less. So right now it looks to be possibly a 1 to 3 for Detroit and points north. The further south you go, like into Ohio and down, there will be less. There will be less snow. But for us here in Michigan, 1 to 3. And I didn't look at Minnesota, but I doubt, it didn't seem to me like they were going to get anything too severe. So that kind of, it's better to look at it based on Chicago, though. And even though they're a tad more south than Detroit, the difference is that they're right on the water. So that's why they're able to be just as cool as Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, that means that generally if they get it, we do. But not always, but because sometimes it can weaken over the water and stuff. And so sometimes you just don't know, as they say. You don't know. Did you hear about this thing in Florida? There was a advisory from the National Weather Service about iguanas falling to the ground from trees in South Florida because of temperatures going to the 30s. Where they haven't been in 10 years. Did you hear about this?
I don't think I have.
But that's pretty incredible, though, that you've got iguanas basically falling out of the sky. And you have to imagine this is doing stuff to the orange crop because in North Florida, temperatures are going as low as the 20s at night. But this was only to be a 1 to 2 night thing. And then later in the week, going back to the wonderful 70s, which is a lot more Florida-like for this time of the year, 70s and maybe a few low 80s for this time of the year, because after all, it is January. So I'd like to see a 70-degree day here once in a while in January. Now, Toledo, believe it or not, they have a couple of record days that are in the 70s in January before. But, of course, those are all-time records for January, which I'm sure you realize. You do realize that, right, that those are most certainly all-time records?
Mm-hmm.
Any time you go to now, up here, though, in February, for example, anytime you go to, like, 67, 68, or 69, you either tie or beat You either tie or you beat.
Yes, okay.
A record. You may remember a couple of Februarys ago where we had that record warmth for a couple of days.
Yes.
And that was like February 20th, February 27th, like a weird time to have it because you were still supposed to be in winter. Right now they claim that we're in the top 10 warmest for Januarys right now. Because even though it still felt rather cold outside, it hasn't been as bad as some years. In fact, it hasn't been as bad as most years. That you have read, right? That as far as cold is concerned, we're down.
For sure.
We're about equal to where we were in November. Maybe just a tad bit colder. Maybe. But early November was still just as bad, I feel like, in general. Or maybe a little worse even. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so, yeah.
And that's with us being almost to February.
Right.
I hope this doesn't mean that everything's going to cry uncle in February, and then here comes all the below zeros, bunch of them in a row, and then here comes March. And then the descent upward that we're supposed to have in March doesn't come. Do you realize, listeners, we have not had, from the Tri-City, in the Tri-Cities, we have not had 170-degree day in the month of March since, let me think here. Let me do some math. The 23rd of March, 28, this year, March 22nd, is a Sunday. This past year, it was a Friday. Before that, it was a Thursday. So the 22nd, 23rd, Monday, Saturday, Friday. The last time day in March that we had a 70-degree day in March was March 23rd, Friday, March 23rd, 2012. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
And we never went 7 full marches without it, ever, in my lifetime. Not in yours either, huh? And you may recall that time, it was like 8-10 days in a row of 70 and higher. Many of them were in the 80s. Almost all of those days set records. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Since then, though, we haven't set snow records exactly. The main record we've set in March, at least for my lifetime, you got to remember, Miracle Man, me, personally, I'm only 30 years old. These records for the Tri-Cities go back to, like, 1920. These are 100. I'm only 30. There would have to be, but I still doubt it was 7 years. You bet we're coming really close, aren't we? So whatever that record is, we're either if we don't see it this year, we'll either beat it, or you're away from it, or we've beat it already. One of the three, I feel like. Well, we haven't exactly set records for like overall March snowfall in the last 7 years by any means either. You do realize that, right? That March in general has been kind of benign. Maybe a storm here and there, but otherwise not horrible, snow-wise. But, and then February, it obviously depends. They say the biggest storms often come in February, but you never know. this year they came to this point in December and January. Because that one big ice storm that was like that church got canceled for, that didn't start until midnight, by which point it was in December. So November doesn't really factor in there, does it? Nope, because it was after midnight.
Right.
So who knows? And as you guys can tell, I am kind of a, obviously, like, I could see you like a long time ago. Meteorology would be something I would have totally looked into, because you got to be able to see it to really be good at it. But I've been fascinated by this kind of stuff for a long time. I really have been. And kind of looking back, like I said, at what the weather was like when I was at a certain place, like what was it like when I was at this beach in this other state, like if I was there. And stuff like that. It's real fascinating. And when it's raining, you never know how much rain you got unless you look. Obviously, what it's really hard to do is try to pinpoint how much you got. Because, how much rain you actually got, that's kind of difficult. Because it will easily vary from one part of town to the other. Like when we were at the mall that one day, when it rained real hard for like 20 plus minutes, that had to be an inch and a half of rain, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't know about three, though, but certainly one or one and a half. So it had to be. But it wasn't like everywhere in Michigan got all of it. Like this area and some other places got it. But Flint didn't log a super high amount, I didn't feel like, though, that day. If it was an official NWS, I'm sure it would have been a high number. You feel like it would have?
Yeah.
But it's common to have a day every couple months in the spring, summer season that logs an inch of rain. That's kind of common. But a lot of times that's over, but more often than not, it seems like it's logged over a bunch of hours, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get the 1 inch. And the cool thing is that Weather Underground has is that back to 1982, you can find the hourly observations. Like to maybe try to see. Because in the summer, I'm always fascinated, kind of, to see not just what's that temperature, but if it's 80 over 80 degrees and it's available, where is that heat index at? And I'm always curious, whether I'm uncomfortable or not, I'm always curious. That people may say, why are you looking at it to see what it is? And I'm like, it's not maybe not, I'm curious. Because sometimes I can think it's one thing. I can think maybe it's 89, feels like 87. But instead, it be 89 or 88 or whatever, feels like 91. You've had that happen before too, haven't you?
Yeah.
Like where you think it's like perfect, but it's actually higher than you think. Or sometimes it feels real muggy, and you check it, and really, like say it's 82, and it may say only feels like 82, or 81 even. That's kind of weird when that happens, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of fascinating to look at. I've always been fascinated by. Leather. And people may ask me, you know, what do you think about climate? I think it's always changed over time. It's been much hotter. It's been much colder. In the days of Noah, there was all that rain. Man did not cause that. God did that. God did that. He said he would never flood it again. As far as that's a whole. Now floods and that happen and everything else. But God doesn't cause all that level of destruction. Enough on that. Now, I'm going to sing a song for you. Now, first of all, I want to encourage you to please tell people you know how they can be a part of the show to call in. The number to call in if you want to talk to the Miracle Man is area code 215-383-3810. Again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. And when you hear the prompt that says to go call into a live show, go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener. My assistant will let me know that we have a caller. And then we will go from there. As I would love to hear from you about anything you'd like to talk about tonight. All right. I'm going to sing a song for you. Then we're going to pray. And then we're going to go to Proverbs 19 and 20 tonight. Praise God. And I wanted to sing for you guys Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love. Amazing grace, where we've been there 10,000 years, are shining as the sun. We will by faith and portion here, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. Once the earth secure, but God is here, the ocean here. And when we first begun, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending God's love. Amazing.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbade to shine. But God, my dear, His word endures, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever mine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy on us. Thank you, Lord God. Through you, we have everything we need. Through you, we have freedom. Through you, we have life and life more abundantly. Through you, we are able to live our lives, able to come and learn about you, Jesus, and study your word. I thank you, Lord God, that as we study the word for this next little while, that you would impart things into these listeners as they study with me, and as I teach them, as I exhort them. I thank you that you would just move mightily on the behalf of these listeners. And I give you praise and honor and all the glory for that. And I make my confession over the show. I thank you for increases in listenership coming. I thank you for sponsors and partners coming in the name of Jesus. I thank you for finances coming in the name of Jesus. And most importantly, I thank you for big increases of souls coming into this kingdom, into your kingdom, Lord God, as a result of this great radio program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, open your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Proverbs 19. Listeners, hold it up first. Brief confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. And I can have what it says I can have. Amen. Open it, if you will, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 19. And we're going to go to chapter 20 as well. And I want to encourage you to just be a part and study with us, please. Hallelujah. Yes, I beat all of you there. No, I didn't cheat. I just had a bookmark. That's all. We'll have to start trying some Bible drills. Maybe someday you guys will all beat me. I heard that laugh. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Verse 1. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor is it good to be hasty and miss the way. A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. Wellspring's many friends, but a poor man's friend deserts him. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will not go free. Many curry favor with a ruler. I mean, many curry favor with the ruler, and everyone is the friend of a man who gives gifts. Verse 7. A poor man is shunned by all of his relatives. How much more do his friends avoid him? Though he pursues them with pleading that they are nowhere to be found. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who cherishes understanding prospers. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the ground. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrel's wife is like a constant dripping. Verse 14. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless man goes hungry. He who obeys instructions guards his life, but he who is contemptuous of his ways will die. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. Verse 18. Discipline your son, and in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to his death. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty. He must pay the piper. If you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. What a man desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than to be a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. Flog a mocker, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke a discerning man, and he will gain knowledge. He who robs his father and drives out his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. Stop listening to instructions, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Penalties are prepared for mockers, and beatings for the backs of fools. Wow, he must be really serious when penalties are especially prepared. Chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker and beer a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. A king's wrath is like the roar of a lion. He who angers him forfeits his life. It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. A sluggard does not plow in season. So, at harvest time, he looks, but he doesn't find anything. The purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. Many a man claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful man, who can find? The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin. Differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Oh. Guess it's time to throw away the pillows. Oh, especially when it's below zero.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. He even wants to bother getting up then. Or at least, even if not there, let me sit next to the heater all day. At least that.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13 again. Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you will have food to spare. Verse 14. It's no good, says the buyer. Then off he goes, and he boasts about his purchase. Gold there is, and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. Take the garments of one who puts up security for a stranger, hold it and pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet to a man, but he ends up with a mouth full of gravel. Make plans by seeking advice. If you wage war, obtain guidance. A gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much. If a man curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. An inheritance quickly gained at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, "I'll pay you back for this wrong." Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. The Lord detests differing weights and dishonest scales do not please him. A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way? It is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider his vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives the threshing evil out of them. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man, and he searches out his inmost being. Love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. The glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair is the splendor of the old. Oh, gray hair. Oh. Okay, verse 30. Blows and wounds cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the inmost being. I better find something you like. Just kidding. We'll read another passage quick, and then I will exhort a bit on what we have read. Just looking up something real quick. So 21, we're just going to go to number 10, and then we'll cut it off there. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart, or he looks on the heart, we could say. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than what sacrifice is. Or as we would say, to obey is better than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. The plans of the diligent lead to profit as supply, as haste leads to poverty. A fortune made by a lying
tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. The violence of the wicked will drag them away, for they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. Better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrel's wife. That's the part my mom was laughing about when she told me about that years ago, that it's better to live on the roof. Yes. Yes. It's funny. Better to live on the roof. Okay, verse 10. The wicked man, he craves evil. But his neighbor gets no mercy from him. All right. All right. What do we see? Well, listeners, what we see again here. People who choose to live right have a very different outcome than people who choose to live wrong. This is why it's so important to train up your child in the way they should go. By the way, this, folks, is not just about raising your kids by any means. This is about how we should live our lives. We shouldn't be foolish. We should be wise. Thinking stuff through, checking our leading, checking ourselves, making sure that we're in a good place with God, not just assuming. Because you're assuming that you're right, and finding out that you're wrong with God could cost you, and you could pay the penalty. And the Bible, in fact, said at the end of Proverbs 19 that for certain people who choose not to do that, for the people who choose to just keep lying and not doing right, there are penalties prepared for them. That means they're predetermined. They're just sitting there waiting. And, oh, they're not pretty. So if I was doing wrong, if I was being dishonest and greedy and... Now, nobody's perfect, but if it turned out that I was just honestly not doing a good job for God, truthful, like, and honestly being dishonest, honestly just being greedy, being slothful, just being disobedient to God, then what I would do if I were you then is I'd repent. What about after that? Repent. You say, when can I stop repenting? When you stop sinning. And by the way, there's more to repentance than, I'm sorry, please forgive me. That is called an apology. And if you decide to repent, if you pledge to repent, God will forgive you.
of your sins. As you repent and turn back to God and live for Him the way God wants you to, so that you can get the blessing of the Lord back on your side. And people may say, well, you know, Proverbs is harsh. Well, what it is Proverbs is the heart of God. It's the way, it's based on the way God feels about things. So it wasn't someone who just, I had a bad day and I'm going to lash it out on everybody, and so I'm going to write this book and I'm going to put in all these words and I'm going to. No. God meant it. What you got? And? What size? Oh, no. I was hoping you were going to say, I had a big one. Sorry about that. This is something comes, you know, you gotta know what it is. Anyhow, what I meant to say was, it wasn't like God who wrote this, by the way. All scripture is inspired by God. It wasn't like, oh, God was just having a bad day, so he was just angry, so he wrote that book. And he was going to throw a temper tantrum, so he wrote the book. And he did that to. Nope. That's how God feels. Now, there are things you know, when Jesus came and shed his blood, he made it so that we don't have to kill the animals anymore. But if you're not living for God the way he commanded, if your steps are not ordered by the Lord, it says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Yours should be too. And by the way, it doesn't just mean man. It includes a woman. Whoa, man. That's all woman means is whoa, man. WOW MAN. Whoa, man. Means both. Men and women. But the Bible says the steps of a righteous person, they are ordered of CNN and Fox, NBC, MSDNC. No, doesn't say that. Ordered of the Lord. Not out of that other stuff that I just named. The steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And so you don't have take my advice if you don't want to. You can just think, oh, Miracle Man's harsh. Well, what I'm doing is I am telling you based on what the Bible says. Based on how God feels about things.
And God truly wants the best for us. God did not make all these rules, these laws for us so that we could be bound. He wants us to be free. Free from sin, not free to sin. Free from. Strife. Not freedom to go start a war at your neighbor's house. The Bible said, the last verses I read, better to live on a roof, the corner of a roof, than to live in a house with a wife that quarrels. I don't know why my mom always thought that was so funny. I think it's funny. I do. No, it's not funny if you got a wife that's quarreling. I think it's funny that God actually said it's better to be on a roof. When I get to heaven, I will ask God what he meant by that. Like I said the other day, I know for sure that God has a sense of humor. I do. And obviously everybody's sense of humor is different. I may be different from you. You may be different from the next guy. It's how people are. It's how we humans are. We're human.
Yeah. Well,
The Bible says, blessed is he who does not sit, who does not stand in the way of sinners, or on the way of the scornful, or sit in the seat of mockers. The Bible says that person is blessed who shuns evil. You're blessed if you do that. You're blessed. If you do that. Now, I think in the Bible where it talks about don't be in love with sleep, I don't think he's necessarily talking about shut-eye. I think he's talking about paying attention to what's going on, paying attention to the times. I think that's what that meant. Because, and we should be keeping track, making sure that we're living the way that God would want us to live, not just be on autopilot. But also, we got to put our flesh under. This is why we always got to be examining ourselves to make sure that we're not getting carried away. To always be just checking your heart as God looks on your heart. Because God knows our heart. And you're going to give an account on Judgment Day
for every thought, word, and deed. Yes, you will. On all of it, whether it be good or evil. Because that's what the Bible says, that we're going to give an account and we're going to stand in front of our Maker, which is the Lord. And He's going to ask us to give our account. And my hope is that in my life, I'll be able to give Him a good account. I don't want to sit here and guarantee, because I don't want to be any kind of prideful by any means. But I am doing the best I know how. But the account that I'm going to give, it's between me and God. Yeah, so. But now, sorry about that. But so the Bible says, wine's a mocker, beer's a brawler. In Proverbs 20, verse 1. Some of you may be asking, Miracle Man, what's wrong with it? Well, the Bible says that we shouldn't be drinking. We shouldn't be having wine or strong drink. And that, yeah, God had an opinion on it. I've never necessarily asked why, because I've never had a sip of the stuff. But I do know that it's really not a good road to go down, to be a drunkard. It's not good to be a drunkard. And if you don't drink a beer, there's no reason you could get a DUI or a DWI. And if that's why you went to jail, no DUI, no DWI, you won't be in jail as long as you didn't do any of the other crimes. But you can save yourself jail time by not drinking money. Basically, the problem with it is this. Sin will cost you. I mean, sin will keep you longer than, sin will keep you, will take you further than you wanted to go. It will keep you longer than what you wanted to stay. And it will cost you more, a lot more, than what you ever thought you would pay. That's from Dr. Roy Hicks Sr., who is in heaven now. He made that really great statement, that little poem. Another one he made regarding it. There are two beings within my chest. One is cursed, one is blessed. One I love, one I hate. The one I feed will dominate. What being are you feeding? Are you feeding the one that wants to live right and go to church, study the Bible, and live for God? Or are you always getting baptized and smoking and not and and lying and cheating and all this other stuff that God says not to do? Or are you in the gray zone? You know, for a season, you could, not that it was kind of right, not that it was right at all, but for a season, you could kind of teeter-totter. You could kind of be in and for a while and out for a while, then in for a while, then out for a while, then back in for a while. You know, you could kind of have a foot in the world, a foot in the church. Not anymore. Not anymore. Samson did that. He became very weak. He wasn't as strong anymore. And then he ended up dying. Because he toyed with Delilah. He toyed with her. And it was not pretty what happened to him. He had such great strength. He lost it all. Because he decided to have two different groups of friends, two different persons. Judas did the same thing. Two sets of clothes, two sets of friends, two sets of and that got him in big trouble. It's not permitted to do that. To be the one teeter-tottering in, out, church, world, skip a lot, court skipping, go back to skipping a lot. No. God hates it when people are like that. God said, I would that you were either cold or hot. Revelation, he said that. I would that you were cold or hot. But because you were lukewarm, I will take you out of my mouth. God said that. God did that. So you need to make up your mind. You're going to live for God or not? God said you can choose life or choose death. God gave the choice for you. He said choose life. Choose life. Yeah. You'll live a lot better. You'll live in a lot more peace. If you choose life. I didn't say everything would be perfect. I said you'll live in more peace. As we need the peace of God on our lives. And in a minute here, I'm going to pray that we would just have the peace. God's peace in our lives. Because as you go through life, you know,
is so busy. And there's just so much going on between jobs, kids, everything else. You know, whatever else you do, it just gets to be so busy. And I want you to just have the peace of God on your life and in your home. Peace isn't something you can go buy at Meijer or Walmart or Target or Kroger or Save-A-Lot or Aldi. I think you can buy it on Amazon, peace. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. No. Gotta be at peace with God. Gotta have the peace of God on your heart, in your life. Because if you can just live in peace, that doesn't mean everything is going to be perfect. But you'll find that if you're living in peace, you're not always looking to quarrel. You're not always looking to get even with somebody, get in a fight with your wife or your husband. If you got the peace of God on your life, you'll find that just makes it a lot better to live with people. If you can just get at peace with people, be at peace with God, be at peace. Lord Jesus, I command the peace of God to get, I speak peace over these people, these listeners. I speak peace over their lives, peace over their workplaces, over their churches, over their homes. May they just live at peace. May your peace just surround them wherever they go. That they would just feel your hand, your protection, your goodness. You just surround them. Let them know that you're there. And the spirit of peace. There's one spirit allowed to operate in these people. It is your spirit, Jesus. Yes. And I thank you that they will be led by your spirit. That they'll just be, that they'll just live in your peace as you design. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry for being quiet. Just sometimes when you pray, or sometimes you just feel like an anointing. Just feel the Holy Spirit, and it just comes on, and just for a second, you just, it's like you don't want to speak, you just want to take it in and feel His presence resting upon you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just feels awesome. And usually you don't go, even though I'm not going to sleep,
necessarily in something like that. It's like you just feel the presence of God, and sometimes it's like you almost go into a trance, but you don't, and it just feels amazing. Now, some people do get taken off into a trance by the Holy Spirit. What I do know is I love the Holy Spirit. I really do. And it just feels so great to have His peace, to have His guidance, to have His power working in your life. Yes. Lord, I thank You for these listeners. I thank You that they would take this word to heart tonight, so that we can live more like You and less like the world, but we can live more like You. I thank You that we would get off that gray zone. We would get out of that, off the teeter-totter, and get more serious about You. And that we would determine, that we would all realize that we're on God's side and God's on our side. And that we can never go wrong to have God on our side. Amen. And I give You praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. And amen. All right. In terms of sports, this weekend you have AFC versus NFC in the Pro Bowl. There's only one lion in it. My prediction for this game, NFC 34, AFC 32. And we have news from Eli Manning. Eli has chosen to retire after 14 seasons with the Giants. He was here from 2005 to 2019. He's got 2 Super Bowl rings. In both seasons, they were close to 500, were close to not making the playoffs. Both times they went on the road, won those games they needed to win, won the Super Bowl. Both times beating Brady and the Patriots. Including 2007, when they were when the Patriots went 16-0, were 18-0 going into the Super Bowl. And then they beat them. And I still remember that. That was one of the biggest upsets in the history of football. Of pro football at that time. In 2011, when they beat the Patriots, that was another big upset, but not quite to the same degree. Now,
I believe it was the Giants that had taken out the Packers in 2011. Not in the Super Bowl, but prior. Those Packers had won 15-1. They had only lost one game. It's been a while since we've had anyone finish 15-1. But Eli was a great quarterback. He was good. I don't think he was quite to the same degree as Brees and Brady. But he left his mark on the league. A good great legacy. But change continues for the Giants, as they now have a new coach. And now they will no longer have Manning as their starting back, as their starting quarterback. Albeit, most of last year he was not the starter. In terms of basketball, Pistons have a game in a couple days. Red Wings, their last game is tomorrow night, I believe, before they embark on their one-week All-Star break. But they are the worst team in hockey right now. I hope they can take this week All-Star break to regroup, find out what's going on, make whatever changes they need to make, and hopefully come back in the second half of the season and do a lot better. Because they can be a lot better. They'll have to get some good players, though. And they'll just have to step it up. Because the Blues did it last year. They were the worst team in the league partway through January. And then look at them. They came all the way back and won that trophy. Remember that?
Yeah,
they came all the way back and they won that Stanley Cup trophy. Can the Red Wings do it? Well, they'll really have to get to work quick, because they keep giving up. When you're giving up 6 goals a game, oftentimes that's not good. Vaughn, he can't believe what he's watching, can he? He's like, what's going on? I worry that maybe the Red Wings, maybe some of their players are playing too much Xbox.
Right.
Maybe they're playing too much Xbox.
Yeah.
And not focusing on their hockey. And you can be great. The greatest of all at your Xbox hockey. But that doesn't compare to the real hockey. But with that, I play Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I claim that we're going to live in great peace and great joy and great prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. And I sure love you. Praise God. Until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.